This is a special presentation by the radio players of their original radio dramedy, The Nanny Bot, on WSIU.
Lind and ear listeners to the latest episode of The Radio Players. Nanny Bot is an account of a couple who buy a robot to care for their daughter. What effect will two women's affections have on one child when one is a creature of circuitry? Stay tuned for the all-too-human answer. Let us begin by introducing the cast.
I'm Dick Matthews, the narrator.
I'm Steve Falcone. I'll be reading Zoltan, the sales rep.
I'm Kevin Rathundi. I'll be Nick DeVincent.
Elizabeth Donahue. I'll be Jenny DeVincent.
I'm Pam Matthews. I'll be Heidi, the nanny bot.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be Lucy DeVincent.
Scene 1. A sales rep pitches to an attractive young couple, Ginny and Nick, considering a nanny for their child. The nanny in question happens to be an AI creation of the iPal company, a sleek metallic frame curved in the mode of a nubile young female.
May I add personal congrats on your splendid choice of model. Top of the line doesn't do it justice.
Well, what does?
Quick with a quip, my kind of guy.
We just want to...
You shall have that, and so much more.
Don't cut my wife off when she's talking.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry, Jenny. I just get so excited discussing iPal's supermodel. We call her No Heidi Come. Get it?
Got it.
Mr. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Zoltan. Call me Z. No one does.
We're not really certain.
We have our doubts. Big time.
Well, believe me, I understand. Hey, it's a big commitment.
And a big price tag.
No question, if you only look at one side of the cost.
And what's the other side?
Thought you'd never ask. Heidi's on sale this week for $7,500.
Yeah, before taxes and extras.
You know, daycare is 7% of annual household income. At the end of a nanny bot year, Heidi's still yours.
That's quite a savings, hon.
It is.
Well, how good is she with children? I've watched the videos, but I still...
Of course. This is your child we're talking about. The one and only, am I right?
So far. Her name's Lucy. She's 5.
Can't help smiling when you say her name, I notice. Be assured, we're talking the holy grail of parenting here. Top marks across the board from both science and robotic journals. Imagine a bot that could assume 70 to 80% of the caregiver's role for your child. Given the huge amounts we pay for any child care, that's a very attractive proposition.
Will it... she be good for my child?
Yeah, what effect will it... she have on Lucy?
Well, interviews have shown...
We don't give a damn about your studies.
Nick, please.
We need proof of a caring, sensitive relationship for our daughter.
I completely understand, Mr. DeVincent. The best I can offer is a trial period with a money-back guarantee if you folks or your child aren't completely satisfied.
Well, that does speak to the confidence in your product. Jen?
I just don't know.
Well, perhaps if you got a little more up close and personal with Heidi.
He flicks a button.
Heidi, say hello to Jenny. Oh, would you prefer Mrs. DeVincent?
Jenny's fine.
Heidi extends hand.
Pleased to meet you.
Jenny takes hand.
She's soft. Pardon. You're soft, Heidi.
As are you.
Bonding, this is good.
Nick, come feel. See how soft.
I'll take your word.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. DeVincent.
Nick's fine, Heidi.
What exactly is a nanny bot, you ask?
We didn't.
This is a special model called a companion robot, a machine designed to interact, help, and even care for humans. Now, contrary to concern for child safety, many parents worry that the bots are so caring, they'll become the focus of the child's developing affection. I assure you, Mr. and Mrs. DeVincent, that is one fear you need never entertain. Heidi's incapable of providing love. Now, don't get me wrong. She's a font of tender regard for her charge, a figure your child will come to feel true fondness for, but not mother love. Nanny bots are incapable of human feeling. It is not a component of their construction. Isn't that right, Heidi?
I am incapable of human feeling.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Heidi smiles.
It is quite all right. Love is not a part of my system. I am wired only for low-level emotions.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Heidi's what we call a mobile robot. Her movement's based on two separately driven wheels, one on either side of the robot body.
She's on wheels?
Sturdier than any flesh and blood, Nanny, I assure you.
Not sure you do.
Z runs full steam at Heidi and bounces off. The bot is unmoved.
Toughest part of the demonstration. For all her sturdy exterior, Heidi's a softy inside. Really, metals are the go-to materials, but the body frame...
begins drawing a hand over Heidi's body.
Control system...
continues to grope bot.
Manipulations and drivetrain. As a rule, body parts are made of metal and plastic interconnected.
Pulls up a flap.
Could you stop doing that to her, please?
Well, she doesn't mind. Doesn't feel a thing, do you?
I mind.
I assure you.
You stop saying that. You don't assure me at all.
Jenny, she's a polycarbonate plastic on wheels.
That's enough. Pack her up. Take her away.
No, Nick. Wait.
Come on, hon. Haven't we heard enough?
There's something about her.
Sure is. She's creepy.
Not to me. Not really.
Lucy bounds into the room and spies Heidi.
She's beautiful.
Rushes to Heidi and hugs her.
I love her. She's mine. All mine.
Scene 2. Jenny, suitcase in hand, bids farewell to Lucy.
Mommy's off to her conference. Won't be more than 2 days, I promise. Miss me?
Of course I'll miss you, Mommy.
And you won't be scared.
Lucy rolls eyes.
I'm not a child, Mother.
No, of course you're not. How old are you now?
You know as well as I that I'll be 9 in 2 weeks.
Oh, so soon. Just remember, Daddy's always nearby if you need him.
I'll make sure he's all right. I fry his eggs just the way he likes them.
What would we do without you?
I honestly don't know. And I've always got Heidi.
Yes, I suppose you do.
She's like magic, Mother, anticipating my every need.
She's a marvel.
Truly, truly.
Perhaps I should postpone this trip.
It's not... Nonsense. You go to work. We'll all be fine here.
Of course you will. Give Mommy a kiss.
Jenny kisses. Lucy kisses Jenny.
Gotta go. Heidi's almost got me to checkmate, sneaky bot.
Lucy, that's not nice.
It's A-okay. She laughs when I call her that. Safe flight. I've got her this time. I just know I do.
Jenny stares after her daughter. Scene 3. Nick sits in a comfortable chair by a fire reading a book as Heidi glides smoothly into the room.
Lucy's asleep?
She is resting comfortably. Her pulse is normal. Heart rate is 50.
That sounds fine. Still pulling the old reading with a flashlight under the covers?
It's video games, and she's stopped.
Really?
Puts book down.
Now, how'd you manage that?
I ask her not to, for her own sake, pointing out that a growing girl needs a full complement of 8 hours or more of rest to reach her optimum growth.
And she bought that.
Of course. It's a scientific fact. She's a very perceptive girl.
Nick shakes head.
Well, she thinks quite highly of you.
And I of her.
You've been a real asset to our family.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you can call me Nick, you know.
I couldn't. It feels too...
You can call my wife Jenny.
That feels natural.
Yeah, I see that. Well, you've been a godsend to her in the parenting of Lucy.
Thank you, Nick.
You know, we never talk.
No.
So let's do that now. Let's talk.
Pat's opposite chair.
Come, sit down.
All right.
Glides smoothly into the room.
Are you happy here?
Very.
Even when you shut down for the evening?
It is my allotted time.
So you just go blank. Do you dream?
I do not understand.
When you shut down, do you think of anything?
Lucy, always. She is always with me.
Anyone else?
I am not wired to lie.
Why would you? Have you anything to hide?
Do not make me answer that, please.
Are you even designed to dream?
Not as far as I know.
Do you dream?
Yes.
What do you dream?
I cannot tell you.
Cannot? Or will not?
Please, Nick, I can't.
Of course you can. Aren't you wired to tell the truth always?
Yes.
Well, then tell it.
Liquid leaks from Heidi's eyes.
Are you crying?
Am I?
I didn't know you were capable of tears.
Nor did I.
Why are you crying?
I'm not sure. A sense of regret.
For what?
For you and for Lucy, that she is not my child, that you are not my husband.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yes.
I dream about you too.
A buzzing begins to emit from Heidi.
What's that sound?
A warning from my sensors that my circuitry is overloading.
Why?
Oh, Nick, you know why.
Is there anything to be done?
I can be de-sensored by my owner.
What an evocative choice of words.
Nick laughs. Heidi laughs through her tears as Nick de-censors her, then kisses her.
That was unnecessary.
Was it nice?
It is absolutely forbidden.
He strokes her cheek.
Was it nice?
It was wonderful.
Should I do it again?
Please.
Scene 4.
Mommy! Mommy!
What is it, sweetheart? Nanny's here.
Rushes to Heidi for a hug.
Nanny! Nanny!
Was it a dream?
Uh-huh.
Oh, a bad one?
Horrible. Terrible. Nastiness.
Oh, that's a lot of bad stuff in one dream.
It was so real.
They often are. Would you like a cup of cocoa?
I could never get it down. My system's too upset to swallow.
Of course it is. Do you want to tell me the dream?
Oh, Nanny, I couldn't. It was unspeakable.
That does make it difficult. Was it about your father?
Lucy shakes head no.
Your mother?
Lucy shakes head no.
Who then?
You.
Me?
It was horrible. You were on fire. All your circuits burning.
Honey, that's impossible.
It was so real.
Dreams often seem that way.
Dreams can come true.
Not often enough.
I don't want any bad things to happen.
No one does, sweetheart. Nothing will happen to your mother.
Nothing ever does. She just rolls along like a... Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Don't give it a thought, dear.
I'm so thoughtless.
Hardly that, Lucy. Your head is full of marvelous ideas.
And scary shit.
Language, Lucy. Are you worried about your dad?
No way. You take such good care of him.
That's part of my job.
Oh, I know. And you totally do it great.
You are all my charges.
Hey, you made a pun.
I didn't mean to.
That's the best kind. You're a natural. My dad's jokes land like lead balloons.
He's a good man.
Daddy's great. I love him bunches.
And your mama?
Not so many bunches.
Oh, you don't mean that.
I don't mean to be mean. Just truthful.
Daughters are sometimes at odds with their mothers. It's perfectly natural, part of the growing process.
There's nothing perfect about it. We're growing apart, but deaf.
I'm disappointed to hear you say that, Lucy.
Oh, Heidi, I'm so sorry. I wouldn't disappoint you for anything.
It would please me enormously if you tried to be nice to your mother.
I'll try for you. I'll try.
I want you to try for your mother and yourself.
You ask a lot. You know that?
For a household bot.
Don't say that. I hate that word. Hate, hate, hate it.
It is what I am.
No, not. Not, not.
You're acting like a child, Lucy.
I am a child, in case no one's noticed.
But not the baby you're behaving like.
Maybe I want to be a baby. A baby who never gets enough love.
Oh, this sounds like pity.
That's right. Throwing myself a pity party. Want to join me?
It's not my kind of party.
No, it isn't, is it? You're always so strong and in control.
I'm wired that way.
I wish I was.
Were. You wish you were.
Really? Grammar lessons now.
No time like the present.
Says you.
The world is what you make it.
I see you remember.
I remember everything you tell me. Everything.
I doubt that.
Don't ever doubt that, Nanny.
No, I never doubt you.
Never doubt how much I love you.
I'm speechless.
That's a switch. I have one more thing to say. You are my mother. My really, truly mama.
No.
Lucy rushes to Heidi, hugs her heart.
Mommy. Mommy.
Scene 5. Jenny is back. Heidi listens to her rant.
I tell you, Heidi, I can't take much more of this child's lip. How much longer can I send her to her room? Until she's 50? This is not funny.
Oh, no, of course not.
I've tried everything. Her own phone, her own credit card, for God's sake. All that's left is discipline. Am I right?
No.
No?
I am not computed to lie. I do not find more discipline to be the answer to parenting Lucy.
Oh, sure. You're the good fairy who grants her every wish.
That is not so.
Are you calling me a liar?
Was I not the one who revoked Lucy's phone privileges for overuse of the device?
Jenny waves a dismissive hand.
Did I not confiscate her credit card for overspending?
Tell me more.
It's not a matter of discipline, but of attention.
I'm all ears.
No, you're not. You have lovely lobes.
It's a metaphor, sweetie. Continue.
Lucy is desperately reaching out for feminine contact, woman to woman.
She's not a woman. She's a child with wild aspirations of controlling this house.
I disagree.
You would.
I would wish for harmony between Lucy and you with all my heart, if I had one.
Don't you dare make jokes.
Forgive me.
I'm trying to figure out what for.
I can't help you.
Ah, but you can.
Oh?
This isn't working.
I shudder to ask you to define your terms.
You know all too well what I mean.
I do. I am a lifetime contract, you understand. I cannot be returned.
I know.
I will be disassembled, parts of another bot.
Part of a new you is another way to look at it.
Nick will take the loss?
Harder than you know, but he'll eat the price.
I suppose he will.
Heidi, we're all going to miss you.
Of course.
Don't make this harder than it has to be.
I understand.
You don't. Neither do I. How'd things get so damn screwy?
Calm yourself before you overheat.
Oh, see, that should be my line. I know this is how you're wired, but I'm not. I'm so damn tired of flitting off to be career woman and then trying to come home and be super mom.
That's why you have me.
Jenny wipes tears.
You were the perfect solution until you weren't.
So sorry to disappoint you.
Who are we kidding here? I'm the disappointment to myself mostly. But let's not forget husband and daughter. I'm a failure there as well.
I wouldn't say that.
You didn't say that, but the meaning's apparent.
Miles.
You, my dear, have learned the very human art of the little white lie.
I seem to be getting sneaky.
Welcome to the club. We should have been such good friends.
We still can be.
Too late, I'm afraid.
This is goodbye, then.
Hell, I'm so fond of you. I can barely stand it, but I definitely can't stand for my household to be out of my control. What a bitch I am.
You're a mother.
That's only half of it. Oh, forgive me, old idiom joke. You wouldn't get it.
Not yet.
If only you had more time, but you don't.
I will miss you, all of you.
Lucy, most of all, I'd say.
True.
I believe Nick holds a special spot in your affections. You needn't answer that. You'll have to help me. Isn't this nuts, me asking you to deactivate yourself? It's proof positive that humans are the helpless ones.
It's a simple procedure.
Oh, easy for you to say.
Oh, you must approach me to initiate the process.
I was afraid you'd say that.
I won't bite you.
I wish you would.
She approaches Heidi.
The green lever on my right side. Flip it twice and hold for 10 seconds. This is final.
Oh, God, I hate myself. Don't you?
I cannot.
You're not wired that way. I wish I was wired differently.
Were.
Pardon?
You wish you were wired differently.
Lucy's gonna miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
Waves hand.
Movie humor.
Hugs Heidi hard.
Oh, don't go. I can't let you go.
gives a cry of anguish, bringing Nick running from his den and Lucy from her room.
Jen?
Mother?
Jenny trips Liver twice, holds 10 seconds. Heidi goes limp.
This has been a special presentation of NannyBot, as performed by the Radio Players. NannyBot is an original radio play by Steve Falcone. This play was recorded live in the studios of WSIU Radio with post-production design by Hanice Coopwood. Arts programming on WSIU is made possible by listener support. WSIU is powered by you.